There is a man who lives a life of zingers. It's Andy Breckman. And he's sitting right next to me. He's the host of this program, which is called 7 Second Delay.
Where'd you get all that energy from?
Rented it.
Yeah. It bothers me. It bothers everyone.
Yeah.
Do you cop that attitude on your own show on Wednesday morning?
No.
Exactly.
Wouldn't dare.
Exactly. Exactly. Give us all a break here.
Well, you bring such low energy to the show. You and your anti-comedy. You do an anti-introduction to the show. You do like the worst possible intro that you could do.
Yeah. That's how cool I am. Yeah. Too cool for school.
Yep.
I can't be told what to do, Ken. They give me lined paper. You know what I do? I write the other way.
You're a free bird, baby. Is that how you were in high school, too?
I was not the best student in high school.
You were straight edge, though.
I was straight edge.
Before straight edge was a thing, I might add.
They wanted me, get this. So it's high school, right?
Yeah.
So they wanted me they have classes like every 45 minutes and a bell would ring and you'd go to the next class.
Uh-huh.
They wanted me to go to all their classes. They gave me a list of classes, a schedule.
Right.
At the beginning of the school year.
And they probably
said, Andy, go to this class and go to, I'm not kidding. They expected me to go.
And they probably gave you like 3 minutes to get from one class to the next.
Well, we'll never know how long it takes to go from one class to the next. I mean, how would I know that? I'd have to have gone to class A to get to class B.
So the fact that you never went to class means that you don't have dreams about not being able to find where your classroom is.
That's true. I have Saturday Night Live nightmares of being unprepared for Saturday Night Live.
What are those like? Tell me about those.
That was in effect. I don't have them so much anymore. I wonder if a lot of writers and cast members do. It's a good question. But, you know, it was a high-pressure situation, and there was a lot at stake, especially for a young writer. It's a big break for me.
So what's the typical Saturday Night Live nightmare?
It's being unprepared.
I want details. Details.
It's Tuesday night. It's Wednesday morning. Where's your sketch? My sketch isn't finished. I'm still typing it up. It's the equivalent of showing up naked for a math test.
And is it Lorne Michaels asking you these
questions? Yeah, Lorne Michaels is a part of it. You know, actually, it's interesting. It's interesting to me. It's not interesting to anyone else. Why should I even?
It is interesting.
It is?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, my first gig was Letterman.
Yeah.
I did that for 2 years.
And did you have nightmares about that as well?
No. No. When I, but for many years after SNL, it was, I guess that was the real pressure cooker. And I think it's because it was live. You know, you hear the old.
Oh, Letterman was not live?
Letterman was taped in the afternoon. Oh. And in theory, they could stop the tape. They didn't do it much, but they could. But, you know, you hear interviews with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks and the old guys talking about live TV in the 50s.
Right.
Talking about how exciting it was, like the old Sid Caesar
stuff. Your show of shows.
Right.
Yeah.
And I grew up listening to all those interviews. And it's true. It really is a thrill. But very, very stressful. And I have had nightmares. But I never, you're right, Ken, I never had high school nightmares. Because I didn't, maybe because I didn't, it didn't mean that much to me.
Right.
I was kicked out of a couple of schools, you know.
I know. Don't I know it?
Were you ever kicked out of high school?
No, I was never kicked out of high school.
Yeah. Oh, the bad boy. Oh, what a bad boy. Bad to the bone. Ken Friedman. I bet you had detention twice. I'll bet you were kept after one or two times.
Never got detention
in
high school. Oh,
I bet a letter was sent home.
I got detention all the time in junior high school. All the damn time.
I don't know if I ever got detention.
Was forced to take a year off in college.
Was forced by the college?
Yeah.
By Michigan?
Yeah, by University of Michigan. Because I got too many incompletes.
Oh, there you go. So we're kindred spirits.
So they didn't kick me out.
That's why I love you. Yeah. I knew there was a reason.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun to have that in common?
So did David Letterman sexually pressure you in any way?
No.
No?
Why, where'd that come from?
Oh, the chat board. Somebody asked on the chat board.
You know, reading the chat board is optional, Ken.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to give you.
Good to know.
I'm giving you permission to ignore the chat board. Trust me.
I usually do.
Trust me, you're going to thank me for this.
I thought there was something to the question.
I guess Letterman had a little Me Too moment at one point.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was kind of.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. But he survived.
Well, he played it really well. He got out in front of it.
He fessed up and apologized.
He went on the air and he got out in front of the story, which is probably a textbook, you know, if you're a PR sort of.
Oh, but that was way before. That was early on. That was way before the Me Too movement, right? That was when
You know what? I think it was in the thick of it.
It
was in the thick of it.
Oh, I thought he still had a show, didn't he?
Somebody tried to shake him down, actually.
Right, and he called her bluff.
Yeah, and he got out in front of it. So you might want to take some notes for when it happens to you, baby.
Right.
Now, that must be a concern you have. One of these crazy DJs that you had to fire coming back with some crazy accusation.
Oh, it's happened.
By crazy, I mean she doesn't have the tape recording. She doesn't have the proof. That's what I mean by crazy.
Well, things like that have happened.
Have they?
Yeah.
Man, that must be a tough phone call to take.
Nothing of a sexual nature.
Huh. Well, what you call the sexual nature, other people might call the sexual nature.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, believe me. Believe me. What you call not sexual just boggles my mind.
Well,
people are doing 8 to 10 years for what you call non-sexual.
I have a confession.
Yeah, Kenny.
Dale, who asked about whether David Letterman sexually pressured you.
Yeah.
He sexually pressured me to ask that.
Wait, is that Dale from England?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his. I miss him. He's funny.
He is very funny.
How many people do you think, what percentage of people in the world do you think are funny?
2%. What do you think?
I think you're very close to being right. Because look, if you take like a typical 7th grade class in school, in your 7th grade class, how many kids were in your 7th grade class?
Yeah, like 30 people.
There were 30 people in your 7th grade class?
Around that, 20 to 30.
You
right?
You went to that small a school?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
in your graduating class. Okay, let's say in high school, your graduating class.
Yeah, my graduating class was only 200 people.
Okay, 200 people. How many of those people would you say genuinely were funny?
Yeah,
Not that tried to be funny, not that could do a Jack Nicholson impression.
Exactly. I would say 4 to 5. So it's like 2%.
Well, then you went to a very funny high school.
Yeah.
4 to 5. Well, I would say 1%.
1%.
I would say 1 in 100.
Yeah, you might be right. Because you know what a lot of people do is a lot of people repeat things.
That's right.
That are funny.
Yes. Coming to school and doing the silly walks,
right.
You know, is not, or doing a line from Fawlty Towers. That's not funny.
Exactly.
The answer is 1%.
Okay.
It's like 1% of the people can speak a language. That 99%. It's like a foreign language almost.
1%. You think 1% of Americans can speak a foreign language?
No, I'm saying being funny is like.
Oh yes.
Speaking a foreign language, and when you meet other funny people, it's a kindred spirit, and you're speaking the same language as if you both spoke French or Spanish.
Right. Right.
People, how many DJs would you say are funny here at FMU?
More than 1 or 2%.
That's correct.
Yes.
I know the answer. It's not a rhetorical question. I know the answer.
What is the answer?
4.
4%?
No.
Four
DJs, yeah.
Well, that's pretty good because there's
pretty
only,
good.
Yeah.
We meet every other Thursday.
Really? How come I'm
me
not?
Me and the other three.
How come I'm not invited?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We should invite you to the funny DJ party.
Yeah, make a note.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I don't know why.
My feelings are hurt.
Oh, my God. We argue about inviting you. The whole last meeting, we were just screaming at each other.
Well, I'm glad it was up for debate.
It was 3-1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were on my side.
It was 3-1.
What? You were... You weren't on my side?
Oh, the Funny DJ Club. Oh, I wish you were there. You know what I'm going to do next time? I'm going to record some of it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
We could air it.
No, you can't air. You can't air even. I don't think there's a 30 seconds of the Funny DJ Club you could air.
Well, that's, we just.
Because we're funny.
Well, we extended the dump button. So
we did?
Yeah, the dump button used to only have four dumps.
Yeah.
Now we have five.
Oh, then you can. Okay. If you can dump five phrases or words, we can air last week's Funny DJ Club meeting.
Oh, good. Somebody here says that Irwin, me, you, and Glenn Jones are the funniest.
No.
No, that's not true?
No.
No? Okay.
That's very sweet of Irwin to write that.
Oh. Oh, Combo Kid is, that's actually Irwin. Yes. I see.
Sometimes we can hear Irwin. He sits in the car outside the meeting, just crying.
So we are not doing what we said we were
going to do tonight. We have too much class for that.
Because we came to our senses. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Well, wait, we've wasted 14 minutes.
Yes, we have.
In a show that where every minute counts.
Right.
And we have to redeem ourselves because last week's show was disaster.
It was pretty bad.
It was the Hindenburg.
Yeah. Well, not the
of radio shows.
But it was pretty bad. But and to make matters even worse, moments after the show ended, Grand Slam home run by the Mets. We just missed it.
Well, I missed it moments and then in 60 seconds after the show ended. Because I was running 60 seconds behind you.
Oh, that's right.
That was kind of surreal.
Yeah, it was fun being in the future.
You were enjoying this game, and I was playing catch-up.
Yeah. No, I want to be in the future more often. That was really fun.
Okay, I'll meet you there.
Okay. So we had... Oh,
suppose you could go back in time. One, you get one trip.
Okay.
And you can go back in time for 2 hours.
Okay.
And then you would snap back to the present.
All right.
You can go anywhere you want.
Okay.
Anytime, any day.
Yeah.
In the past.
Okay. Yep. You asking me where I would go?
Yeah.
Prague Spring.
You would?
Yeah.
Do you mean to stand in front of a Russian tank?
No, just, you know, right when Czechoslovakia was opening up and everything was glorious and wonderful and happy.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'd go back to Prague Spring and hit you with a sock full of nickels. I'd come up behind you.
Just like in Death Wish?
Just when you were really getting into it. Yeah, Jefferson Airplane will be playing somewhere. You'll be dancing in the street.
Death Wish, he used quarters in the sock.
Did he?
Yeah.
I think I would go back anywhere in time. Prague Springs, that's a good one. I think I would go back 1 week and try to talk you out of that damn show we did.
Oh, last week's show?
Yeah.
Well, that was your idea. Remember?
Or save Lincoln.
Your grandson, Miles, is really a big baseball fan, so you wanted to do it for him.
Oh, yeah.
It was all your idea.
Yeah. Hey, the Mets are kicking butt. Okay, but we have an idea. I have a GoDaddy account. I can get anything.
Yeah, before we get to your idea, we have to talk about the fact that you're doing a charity film screening this Saturday night at Village East. Listener Gabe has organized a showing of Rat Race.
Oh, yeah, a movie I wrote years ago.
Andy's comedy masterpiece.
Well, it's probably sold out by now.
Oh, I don't know about that. And if anybody has the link to it, if you could post it on the chat board, that would be great.
Or maybe Gabe is listening.
And Andy...
You could go to Eventbrite. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's at Eventbrite.
And search for Rat Race.
Rat Race, yes.
Two different words. And two completely different words.
Andy's going to take a Q&A afterwards. And during the movie,
there'll be questions. I have no intention of answering any of them.
There's still a few slots available if you want to sit next to Andy. I've been scheduling people from 7 to 7:10. Herb is sitting next to Andy from 7:10 to 7:20.
Ken, I have
Jessica.
I have
7:20.
No, don't. I'm not sitting next to
7:20 to 7:30. Yeah. Zachary's sitting next to Andy.
Okay. I know Zachary.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, I have 7 grandkids. Yes. Guess. Take a guess. This will amuse me. Okay. Take a guess. How many grandkids are coming to see their grandpa's movie?
Zero. Why would they? They've already seen it, probably.
No, they haven't.
They haven't seen it?
They have other things on their calendar.
Oh.
I have one. I got one. I had to bribe her.
Oh.
I had to offer her everything under the sun.
Really? Yeah. What did you bribe her?
She's getting to bring friends. She's getting her hot dog. I don't know, whatever she wants. Getting her milkshake. Kids love the milkshakes.
And anyway, it is going to the Hobo Defense Fund.
Yeah.
In New York City to protect hobos from people stealing their SpaghettiOs. So it's going to a good cause.
It's going to the, going to some food bank.
Oh, that's what you want to call it? All right, Zachary posted the information on the chat board.
Oh, so you can click on it.
And if you want to schedule 10 minutes sitting next to Andy, email me at ken@wfmu.org. There's still a couple of slots available in for the Q&A, mostly.
I have to say, there's a large portion of that movie that I'm kind of proud of. I think it's pretty funny.
I think it's a very funny movie.
It makes you laugh, but then it makes you wipe away a little tear. You'll find a little tear for me.
I was laughing so hard I was crying. It didn't make me cry out of sadness. It made me cry out of hilarity.
I was laughing so hard that the guy sitting behind me peed his pants.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah, that's laughing,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that is laughing.
Did you ever go to a movie that you hated the movie so much that you hung around the movie theater in the parking lot and beat the crap out of the projectionist when he left the building as he walked to his car?
No.
Oh, I've done that like 4 or 5 times. Like a really bad movie.
Have you ever
dare you show me that? And just pound him.
Have you ever been to a movie that was really crowded and you were the only one laughing?
I'm sure. Well, I don't go to crowded movies.
You
I won't
can't
go.
Remember. Oh, really?
I go in off hours.
Oh, interesting.
I don't like other people. That's why I'm looking forward to Rat Race on Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be packed.
It won't be packed.
All right, so it's Rat 20 after?
It's 20 years old. It's you can see it on cable. But it is fun to see it with an audience.
Yeah.
And I'll be there, and it's for a good cause. Wait, are you coming?
I'm not.
Yeah, you've got. So yeah. It's my grandkids? No.
Yeah.
My best friend in the world? No. Well, Hank's coming, I'm sure. Your wife's coming, right?
No.
No.
No, we're busy.
Your kids are coming,
we're
I'm
busy
sure.
this weekend.
Your
no.
kids? No, your
Daisy,
kids, no.
Daisy can't make it.
No.
And my son's out of town. Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
But you're coming.
Herb is going.
Are you coming?
No, I'm not. I can't make it. I'm gonna be out of town this weekend.
What are you doing, Ken? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Sussex County, New Jersey.
Liar. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You have nothing on the calendar.
I'm going to be in Sussex County, New Jersey.
The true answer is you're going to be anywhere else.
Well, that's a funny answer.
Yeah. Sussex County, New Jersey.
I leave the funny answers for the 4 funny DJs. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to use their powder. So, by the way, we're in the midst of our imaginary fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. We should have mentioned that.
And we only have 65 people who have pledged to 7 Second Delay so far.
Is that a record? Has no other show come close to that record?
No, many shows have exceeded that, as a matter
really?
Of fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, aren't we offering some kind of, didn't we sweeten the deal?
Yeah, well, I was getting to that. It was that one of the people, right now the number is 65, is going to win $10 a month sent to them from Andy for either 12 months or a year.
Yeah, whichever's greater.
Whichever happens first.
So they could pledge like $30 and then get $120.
They could pledge $10 and get $120.
For a profit of $110. Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, put that in your gambling app.
That's right. Pretty good return.
All right. So we wanted to come up with a new catchphrase for the show.
Well, we have a plan. It's a money-making plan, and I'll donate the proceeds to your little fly-by-night, rinky-dink, Mickey Mouse operation here.
Great.
Your little audio hippie parade.
We wanted to come up with a new catchphrase.
A catchphrase, and then here's what we would do. We would register it. We would register the domain name, right?
Right.
Costs like $10, right?
Maybe.
Well, let's assume we come up with a very unique and original name that nobody else would recognize as a potential.
Like Go to Hell.
No, Go to Hell is, believe me, it's taken. And then here's what we do. We come up with a catchphrase. Step one, come up with a catchphrase. It's a perfect plan. Step two, register the catchphrase, right?
Right.
Step three,
popularize the catchphrase.
Yes, using the power of our little radio station, our dink operation. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not just East Orange. You know, we also broadcast in Mount Hope and in New York City and
right.
Rockland County. We're also online now, Ken.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we have the power to popularize a catchphrase, right?
Yeah.
Dozens and dozens of people listening. The catchphrase catches on. The catchphrase goes viral, right? The catchphrase is huge. What happens to our domain name?
Oh, Ken, my God.
We pay $10 for it. What happens to it?
It goes up by 15,000%.
That's right, Ken.
In value.
Now, That's right.
Did you play a part in any of SNL's catchphrases?
I never
There have been
did.
So many.
There have been, but I can't think of any.
Jane, you ignorant slut?
No, that was before my time.
Schwing? Schwing.
Well, that our guy, Mike Myers, obviously. Yeah.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
No, it's probably Aykroyd or Steve Martin.
Well, right. Isn't that special?
Right. Well, those are great catchphrases.
Dana Carvey. You look marvelous.
I don't have. No, I wasn't writing that kind of thing. I was writing sort of what they call writer's pieces, very arcane, sort of high concept pieces. They aired it. 10 minutes to one.
Right.
No one remembers them.
Yeah.
There's nothing, I don't think I wrote anything that lived.
So it's kind of what Lenny Bruce described as making the band laugh.
Yeah, I would make the band laugh.
Yeah.
And make the other writers laugh. I guess the one thing I did, I wrote a Norm Macdonald sketch.
Ooh.
Where he used, the name I gave his character in the sketch is Stan Hooper. H-O-O-P-E-R.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where it came from. Stan Hooper. And he liked that name and always used it himself when he, either as a character name or when he was registering at hotels.
Wow. He didn't use Turd Ferguson?
No. Well, maybe he switched off on that. And he actually had a short-lived TV show called The Stan Hooper Hour.
Wow.
So.
Well, good for you.
Well, that was just that, but that's not even close to a catchphrase.
But he's like the best of the best. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. And I appreciate him even more since he passed, which is.
Yeah.
I swear I'll appreciate you even more when you pass.
Oh, thanks, man.
Who do you think's going to die first, me or you?
You. So you've had a couple of catchphrases. Go to hell.
You mean here on our show?
Yeah, go to hell.
But that's not mine. The joke was that I called it my catchphrase. That was not my catchphrase.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Paris Hilton had a catchphrase with, that's hot.
That was her catchphrase?
Yeah, she trademarked, that's hot. Donald Trump trademarked, you're fired.
Didn't we do something 2 weeks ago? Oh, I hope you get the help you need.
Yeah.
Can that be ours?
Yeah.
Wait. How about this? How about if I'm on GoDaddy, I can register. How about thehelpyouneed.com? Do you think that's available?
Yeah, look for them all.
Okay, hold on.
Thehelpyouneed.com.
Do you think, why don't you tell me if you think that's going to be, okay, I'm about to find out. What do you think?
I think it is, yeah.
You think it will be?
Yeah.
I'll bet you a nickel it's not.
And I hope you get the help you need.
Thehelpyouneed.com is taken.
Oh, my God. I hope you get.
Well, nobody would type, I hope you get the help you need, would they? Wait, let's see. I hope you get, you think it's.
It's available.
But it's too long. How much is it?
It's $44. Come on, man.
I hope you get. Why would it be $44? The help you.
It's a penny for the first year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And then $44 for 3 years.
But wait, can I just take the first year?
Sure. I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, wait. I hope you get the help you need. No. I'm on my account here.
Yeah, and they say it's not available?
No, they say $12.
Okay, grab it.
For the first year. Wait.
Grab it, my friend.
Hold on.
That's a catchphrase.
Wait, did I spell it right? Will you look? Did I misspell that?
I hope you get the help. Yeah, you spelled it right.
Okay, I'm good. Should I hit get it?
Yeah.
It's $12.
And then what do we do the rest of the show here?
Now we have to promote it as our catchphrase, and we have to, and you'll see. You'll see the value of this. We could sell it by 7 o'clock. We could sell it. We could triple our money.
WFMU. I hope you get the help you need.
That's it. That's right. That's how you do it.
Wait, hello. You're on the air.
Hold on. Do I want full domain protection?
Oh
yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know what that.
Wait.
Means.
I don't know what that means either. It prevents hackers from stealing your domain.
Yes.
No. It costs extra money.
Grab it. You don't want a hacker to steal this. Out
wait.
From
it's
under
real
us.
Money. Hold on. I'm going to say no domain protection.
Oh.
Oh, what do I care? Wait, we're going to sell it within an hour.
You're saying it
hold
on,
on
the radio. So
we're going to flip this domain name. Hold on, my friend.
We're not going to flip it.
You don't think we are?
I don't think we'll be able to sell it for more by 7
o'clock.
Of course
we will. Well, you have to get to work. You have to make it popular.
Okay.
Okay, wait, also, 3 years? Should, I don't want it for 3 years.
We should also trademark it.
Yeah, you do that.
Is
okay.
there
full domain protected?
If there's a trademark lawyer out there, give us a call.
Hey, wait, should I really do this for $12?
Yes.
But then I have this thing for $12.
That's fine. I own a bunch of domains.
Oh, that's so stupid. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm doing it.
Don't you own andybreckman.com?
I do. I own a few of those.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing this. Hold on. Hold on.
It's okay. You don't need to keep saying, hold on, hang on,
why
my little friend. Here we go. Hold on, my little friend.
Maybe give me one second.
That should be your catchphrase. Hold on, my little friend. If you're a trademark lawyer, I'd love to talk to you. 201-209-9368, because we would like to also trademark. I hope you get the help you need. I personally think.
Hey, we can make T-shirts. Wait, I'm not we, but whoever owns this can get T-shirts made.
Well.
I hope you get the
actually,
help you need.
All you're buying is the domain. So you really need to trademark it if you want to protect it. It's. By the way, Irwin/Combo Kid says it's way too long.
I know, but Irwin doesn't get me. Irwin never has.
It's got a very catchy acronym, too. IHYGTHYN.
Oh, yeah, so it's easy. It's easy to remember.
Yeah, very easy to remember.
Hold on, my friend. Hold on, my beautiful friend. Give me 1 second. I'm putting in my credit card, my other credit card.
You know, I wanted to.
Hold on, Ken. I gotta concentrate on this.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second.
No, I always.
Ken, just let me finish. I'm almost done.
Wanted to give the listeners a chance.
Ken. I'm putting in the credit card number. Give me 1 second.
Here,
Ken. This won't take long.
To hear Andy doing something online. This is what it sounds like.
Hold on,
my little friend.
Hold on, honey.
Give me one second. Here we go.
Almost done.
Hold on, my little friend.
Thank you, darling. Hang on.
Here we go.
There's a lot of digits here.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is a grown-up credit card.
Hey, yeah. What's up?
I hope you get. Don't say you're on the air. Say the catchphrase.
WFMU, I hope you get the help you need.
Oh, me too. Me too. I need it desperately.
Yes.
What are you guys trying to trademark?
I hope you get the help you need.
But for what?
For a catchphrase.
But for what? The trademark. Okay,
yeah. For merchandise.
Trademarks exist to protect the consumer.
Right. For merchandise. For a T-shirt.
For merchandise.
For merchandise. Yes. Merchandise.
So, I have some experience. I'm not a trademark lawyer.
Okay.
But I do play one on TV.
All right.
And my first statement is that no such thing as a URL that's too long anymore.
Yeah.
Do you think that or old? It does not matter if it's long or short.
Right.
It's not. No one's going to be interacting with it by typing it in. They're going to be scanning a QR code or
right.
something like that.
Exactly.
But wait, but I hope you get the help you need. Indefensible because it's too broad. That's
okay.
Like trying to trademark.
All right, but hang on 1 second. I have a question. You said that you're not a trademark lawyer, but you play one on TV. Which television trademark lawyer do you resemble?
For a trademark TV trade, it's not. These are foreign markets. This is like if you're in a hotel in Romania at 4 a.m.
Okay. So wait.
But I had trademarks, brand names for apparel. And so I've interacted with trademark lawyers and have a general understanding of what's defensible.
So do we need to? So do we need to?
So you have to have what's called the mark in use. So first of all, you got one else is using it for any. And there's a great database called the USPTO.
And no one else is using it in that category.
So can we put it on a T-shirt and then protect it for T-shirts?
So copyright and trademark is different.
I know.
Ken, you should hear yourself, Ken. You sound ridiculous.
By having the idea and documenting that
in
archival format.
You can't archive a format. What this guy said is exactly right.
Trademark is different. It is defensible.
Yeah.
You know who he looks like?
Yeah.
Our caller?
Yeah.
He looks like Darren Stevens' boss.
Who was a trademark lawyer?
From Bewitched.
You don't know what I look like.
Here's the problem is that Darren Stevens' boss on Bewitched was not a trademark lawyer.
Okay.
He was an advertising executive.
Just give me an approximate length of this bit. Would you say it's half over?
It's over.
Okay.
Good night, gentlemen. Lovely talking with you. It's been your old friend Wilson, and I hope you're well.
Okay, thanks, Wilson. I know how to get in touch with Wilson because he does work in the apparel business. I think what Wilson was trying to say there
I know Wilson.
Yeah, we both know Wilson.
Yeah, I know Wilson.
In his own roundabout way is that we need to narrow it down to get the trademark. We need to say what product we're going to designate
right,
it
for.
Just T-shirts.
And then we have to actually manufacture that. We can't just hypothetically say it.
Right.
We have to manufacture a few of them and have them for sale.
Larry Tate, that's who Wilson looks like.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I do know Wilson.
Yeah.
I actually have a couple of things trademarked from my toy company.
Oh, like what?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say. You know, my successful party game.
Who Tooted?
Who Tooted is not trademarked. I couldn't get that.
You couldn't get it?
I don't even know if I tried.
Oh, so which one is trademarked?
Well, you know, SH happens.
Oh, yeah. Scheiß happens.
Yeah.
Ish happens.
And that was kind of controversial. We actually had to appeal.
Wow.
They turned us down at first.
I actually did get the trademark for WFMU.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and, you know.
So nobody else can make a WFMU T-shirt, is that correct?
Well, no, we got it trademarked in terms of being an audio service, in terms of being a radio station.
Could I make a WFMU T-shirt if I so desired?
Not if it was pretending to be a radio station on the T-shirt. But here's the thing. We couldn't get it initially. You want to know why?
No. Let's take a call. And by the way, thank you for asking. Thank you for being polite enough to ask.
WFMU.
If I wanted to know why.
WFMU, I hope you get the help you need.
I hope you get the help you need, too.
You're on the air.
And now you say you hope we get the help we need. Turn it up, Ken. Oh, turn it up.
They're gone.
Maybe they ran off to get the help they needed.
Whole Foods had trademarked WFMU. Whole Foods Market, WFM. They had trademarked.
But what's the U from?
They just trademarked WFMU to make it sound like a radio station, and they used that for the in-store Whole Foods Market audio service. I'm not making this up.
And do they still use it, or did you get a cease and desist?
No, it just so happened that one of my full-time staff members knew somebody very high up at Whole Foods Market, and they let us have it free of charge.
And so they ceased using it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't contest us having it in terms of protecting it for...
Do they use it as well, do you think?
I don't know.
I'll bet their WFMU rocks. I'll bet they know what the hell they're doing.
You think?
Yeah. I bet they very, very infrequently get limo services interrupting their signal.
Hey, that did happen last week.
201-209-9368.
I was going to say it hasn't happened in weeks.
I hope you get the help you need.
Hope you get the help you need. You're on the air.
Hi. May I suggest another trademark?
Sure.
Catchphrase?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to do better than this.
Hey. Wait, Ken. No, I did it wrong. Wait, Ken. How's that?
Wait, Ken.
Oh, hey. You mean what I do when I'm...
Yeah, when you're talking to Ken.
Oh, when I'm talking to Ken. Hey, wait.
I never noticed Andy doing that. I noticed him saying...
No, he did it today.
I noticed him doing, hang on, my little friend. Here we go.
It's so insulting. It's so insulting to people. My little friend.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Well, unless it's say hello to my little friend.
You mean the end of Scarface?
And Scarface.
Yeah. Hey, say hello to my little friend. That's a catchphrase.
Yeah. That's probably already trademarked.
You need a hit movie.
Yeah.
You want to see if that's trademarked? Do you think there's say hello to my little friend.com?
You're looking for domains.
I know. Do you think it's taken?
Yes.
You do?
Definitely.
Say hello to my little, and now I'm going to type in the word friend.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's taken, how much you think it's, it, we, oh wait, if it's not taken, what would it sell for?
$6,000.
Say hello to mylittlefriend.com. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
It is taken.
Yeah, how much does it cost?
No, there's no fee. There's
not
no,
for all sale. The same. Not it's for priceless. Sale.
But you could get say hello to mylittlefriend.org for $1.
Great. Yeah, for...
That would be for fantastic.
Not, for not-for-profit.
Yeah, for our non-profit. For our new non-for-profit foundation. Say hello to my little friend.
Hi, you're on the air. Say hello to my I hope you get the help you need.
Hi, thanks. I hope you get the help you need, too.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Hey, this is actually kind of...
I just wanted to say, I think you guys have stumbled upon what's actually a really profound phrase here.
Yeah.
Partially because I'm really interested in psychoanalysis,
uh-huh.
and I feel like there's actually something really psychoanalytically relevant about this little... This
It's become a very popular insult online.
And it's so passive-aggressive. It's so obnoxious.
It's, I think, the most popular insult right now online on social media.
What is?
I hope you get the help you need.
Hey, and you know who...
Oh!
You know who owns that domain name?
You do.
You're looking at him. Okay, I'll sell it to you.
Listen,
I'll sell it to you for $1,000.
You're subverting it still, though, because now you can say it sort of sincerely, because I actually think this is what any good analyst or therapist or anyone who claims to be able to help someone, they know that they can't help you. You have to be able to say, I hope you get the help that you need. I mean, I don't have the answers for you.
Well, I would say also that no good therapist would say that anymore because it's become an online insult.
Well, what they would mean is, I hope you can find a better therapist than I am. It's basically what they're saying. That's a very honest therapist. I would sell you that.
No. Listen. You can say, I hope you get the help you need and still be a very good, you know, board certified, you know, maybe even decorated analyst, I believe. Because I really think there's a truth in that no one can promise you the help that you need. So I just sincerely hope that you get the help you need.
That's hot.
That is. You've given us a lot to think about, a lot to chew on. And for that, we will never forgive you.
That's what she said.
Okay, so I will sell you this domain name that you seem very fond of for $1,000.
He's gone.
There it is. And that's how it works. I hope you get the help you need. .com. It's available. Make me an offer. No reasonable offer will be turned down. We have a very valuable property, I think.
I think so. I think it would be more valuable if we trademarked it.
Oh, please stop.
At least for T-shirts.
We could put it on a T-shirt tomorrow.
So many other great
catchphrases. Hey, that would be a good... Wait, can that be our good little...
Our marathon premium?
Our marathon premium?
Yeah.
With our catchphrase on it?
Yeah.
Hey, and we're going to... We have this other idea for T-shirts.
Oh, that's right.
To personalize...
It can be the I hope you get the help you need personalized T-shirt.
You and I would sign every T-shirt... and write the name of the person that bought it.
So we can say, Jason, I hope you get the help you
need.
That's
what we'll do.
Yeah.
That's great. With our catchphrase.
Yeah.
And that will increase the value of the catchphrase, too.
Yes.
When they see Jason wearing it.
Right.
Jason's popular.
Ooh, let's not sell the domain just yet. There's so many catchphrases. You know, and I bet you some of these have not been trademarked.
I bet you I haven't heard of most domain. Of them.
Oh, you've heard of, oh, God, so many of these. Jesus, from
wait, is I hope you get television? The help. Is I hope you get the help you need one of the longer ones?
Yes.
Are there any catchphrases longer than that?
There's some pretty long catchphrases.
Let me see. I'd like to hear another.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
That's a catchphrase?
Yeah.
Well, when does that come up out of... If you're not in Metropolis.
That's from Superman.
I know, but when does it come up in normal conversation? Like, I hope you get the help you need. You could answer the phone with it. You could say goodbye to
it. Oh, my God, they killed Kenny. Oh, you turned down my microphone.
Yeah.
And then you coughed on your microphone.
I didn't want people to hear your reaction.
That was pretty good. Screw you guys, I'm going home. That's from South Park. Smile, you're on Candid Camera.
That's from South Park?
No, that's from Candid Camera.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Is that longer than I hope you get the help you need?
It's comparable, I think. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
That's a good one.
Yeah, these are the long ones.
That's from South Park.
Yeah. What you see is what you get. Flip Wilson.
That was Flip Wilson, coined that phrase?
Yeah, that was his character, Geraldine.
Well,
Geraldine Jones.
That brings back no memories.
Yeah.
No
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
That's a great one.
There you go.
That's a great one. A lot of t-shirts sold with that one.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hope you get the help you need.
Me too.
Hey there, boys. No, I hope you get the help you need. Aaron in Minneapolis loves you too much not to.
If this is Aaron in Minneapolis, then he's got a new voice. Prove to us that you're really Aaron. That's not the same
yes,
old...
I do.
Aaron got a new voice.
Oh, you're right, Ken. People could mimic Aaron's voice with a computer. You're right.
Yeah.
We have to... Well, wait, can you tell if it's a Minneapolis exchange?
I cannot.
You don't know who's calling us?
I can.
I hope you get the help you need.
You mean I hope I get...
The tech help.
Telephone ID, caller ID.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too, Aaron. I emailed you a while ago trying to find out how to watch your movie. Let me know. Want to see it. Couldn't find it.
Well, I hope you get the help you need, Ken, regarding watching Aaron's movie.
Oh.
Man, that is a very utilitarian catch-all phrase.
Yeah. And here's a really long catchphrase. You've got to ask yourself one question.
Punk.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, punk?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. WFMU, hope you get the help you need.
Hope you get the help you need.
Hi, Ken, it's Bucci.
Now, Bucci, you say it back to us.
Oh, I'll help you get the hope the need.
No, I hope you get the help you need.
No, I hope you get the help you need.
Oh, thank you.
You know, sweet variation? I hope you get the hope you need.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
Yes.
I'll help you get the hope you need is more uplifting and less condescending.
Well, that's why we hate it.
And another possible response is also, I hope I get the help I need.
Yeah.
That's a better t-shirt. I hope I get the help I need. That's the best t-shirt. Because you see that guy on a subway wearing that t-shirt, and you get off at the next stop. You avoid that guy. I hope I get the help I need.
And Bucci created the perfect t-shirt
a
couple of years ago, and my relatives got it when they donated to the marathon, and I had to explain the whole thing to them.
Yeah, it's a very complicated t-shirt.
It is.
Well, we have a very unique t-shirt as our premium gift.
Yes, we do.
It's going to say, hope you get
the
help you need.
Well, mine's more unique.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you were calling about, your perfect t-shirt?
No. What about I'm so sorry?
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. That could be our catchphrase, too.
Wait, is that something we have said?
Yes. Right, Bucci? We've said that, right?
Yeah, you've said that before, definitely.
Yeah but it doesn't seem unique to us. I'm so sorry.
Well, go to hell is not so unique to us. But
oh, shut up. Oh, how about oh, shut up?
Shut up.
Wait, how about oh, shut up? Oh, comma, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, if Paris Hilton can trademark that's hot, you can trademark.
Wait a minute. I got to see if oh, shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Do you think oh, shut up has been taken?
What do you think's better, Bucci? Oh, shut up or I hope you get the help you need?
I like oh, shut up more because it's pithier, you know?
It's short, yeah.
But
on the other hand, oh, I hope you get the help you need is really having a moment right now. Wouldn't you agree?
It's blowing up. It's definitely blowing up.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up is taken.
Oh, damn.
Of course.
It. Is it for sale?
No. Oh, shut up.com.
I think you should say it at the end of the call not the beginning of the call.
Oh, shut up.org. Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, you're right. I think I'm going to use both because we're trying to drive up the price.
I have to say, Ken, and I give you all the credit because you're still alive. The minute you're dead, I'm taking all the credit. But I hope I get the help I need is a funnier t-shirt.
Yeah, but then we can't personalize that.
Oh, that's true. I mean,
unless we could say, like, I'm Jason, I hope I get the help I need.
No, I think I think it would be like Kathy, comma, I hope you get the help you need.
Yeah.
Love, Andy and Ken. And we right. would write Kathy, and we would even draw a little quick illustration of Kathy.
Right.
It's going to be a personalized
T-shirt.
Would,
and we would write Andy and Ken.
And we would sign Andy and Ken.
Right.
Has that ever been done here as a premium gift?
Never.
Oh.
Bucci, what's on the show this week, this Friday at 6?
Probably we're doing like a haunted maze, and we're going to be going into the depths of the maze.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A haunted.
See what's there.
And a haunted audio maze.
A haunted corn right. maze, yeah.
Wow, Bucci, that's...
Well, some of it will be made of corn.
We should have thought of that. Wait, it's not too late. We can do it. We can do it on next Wednesday. That's before
Halloween.
We should
have thought of that is also a good catchphrase.
Well, Bucci's doing
that's
it this Friday.
Huh. Yeah.
So you want to start doing what Bucci does on Friday on the following Wednesday?
Yes. I would love that. We would do our interpretation of his ideas.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm up
so
for that.
So join us next week for Andy and Ken's Haunted Halloween Maze. I wonder what you'll find there. I wonder if there'll be any overlap with Bucci's Halloween Maze.
I'm so sorry, Bucci.
It's going to be exciting. So there'll be some corn. There'll be some corn in our Halloween corn maze.
Well, some of it's going to be a wall. And
yep, we're going to have a wall. Yep, yep. We're going to do that. Yep.
Ghosts.
Yep. We're ahead of you there. How many ghosts are you going to have, roughly?
I have 2-3 ghosts.
2-3 ghosts. Yeah, that's a fine little maze you got there, Bucci.
Yeah, right.
We're going to have ghosts coming out your butt.
They're going to be huge, though, Andy. They're going to be very large ghosts.
Oh,
so
damn you. Damn you, you're good. Well played, Bucci. Well played.
We have transparent ghosts.
Yes. We have dozens of them.
Well, good luck, Bucci.
Yeah, good luck with your little maze.
You can hear Bucci's show Friday 6 to 7.
And you can hear Bucci's show done our way.
Wednesday 6 to 7.
On Wednesday 6 to 7 here at WFMU. Hey, we no longer have to come up with the original ideas.
No.
We can just do our version of Bucci's
ideas.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Pressure's off.
Eat My Shorts, that was a good one. Bart Simpson.
Yeah. The Simpsons had more than their share, baby.
Oh, man, they had a lot. Jeez. Dough. Dough has made it.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of Simpsons words are now like regular English words, like embiggen.
Yeah. They're rivaling William Shakespeare. It's the Simpson writing staff and William Shakespeare have both contributed original words.
Why, you little. You know what Homer says as he's strangling Bart.
Yeah, that's don't have a cow.
Yeah, don't have a cow. I Carumba.
I Carumba? Is that attributed to The Simpsons?
Yeah, that was Bart early on.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
oh, that's
very
true.
Early on. Hi, you're on the air. I hope you get the help you need.
Thanks.
Now you say.
What else can you say except thanks?
Now you say, I hope.
Dial like the wind.
Now you say.
Oh, dial like the wind.
Ooh, there you go.
Well, that only applies to someone dialing
the
phone.
Yeah, I hope you get the help you need. Well, I just think it's perfect.
Calls.
Sorry?
You guys used to make calls back.
Yeah, when people would answer
the
phone.
Funny.
Yeah, when we were funny.
Yeah. Is this Sam the Appraiser?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Sam. Haven't heard from you in a long time. Where you been?
I've been on the lam.
Been in Scotland?
He's wanted.
Yeah, hiding from the law.
Wanted in 5 states.
Yep.
She swore she was 18.
Gee, Mrs.
I think I called last week.
So, yeah, go ahead and do your call from last week.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Go ahead and do it.
Let's hear the accent.
I'm going to take more of your money, Breckman.
I'll meet you in Brooklyn. I'll meet you in Prospect Park, brother.
I keep trying to pledge the station, and every time I win the bet and you have to pay, so I haven't had to pay anything yet.
That's right. Oh, hey, that's right. I lost some money last week.
Yes, you did.
What were we doing? We were betting on the game.
On the game, yeah. You lost $60. And you did pay it. So thank you for that.
I hate being in debt. I hate owing money. But
well, I hope you guys get the trademark you need.
Me too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey, I hope we get people pledging the pledgers we need.
Yeah, let's see if we got a single.
Yeah,
oh, we got one. One person pledged.
During this hour?
During this hour. One.
God,
so now,
God, we suck. God, we're bad.
So now there you have a 1 in 66 chance of winning that $10 a month prize from Andy Breckman.
God, we're awful. What are other shows doing better that we're not doing?
Well, let's see. On my show this morning, I had 100 pledges.
You did?
Well, I hit 100. And I play a lot of guttural screaming and really unlistenable hippie noise. People seem to like it. We could try that.
Did you really have, do you really, so you wait, you're ahead of us, your little show?
Yeah, my little show is over 100.
100 people pledging.
Yeah.
Did you mention that I have that $10 a month prize?
Yeah.
Did you mention it?
Yeah, we have mentioned.
Was your mic on when you said it?
Yes. Yep.
God, we're terrible.
Definitely said it.
God, we're awful.
You're on the air. Hope you get the help you need.
Why, thank you very much. No. Go to hell. I can't believe I got through.
Thank you. It's Pete the Gardener.
Wait, how about I can't believe I got through as a catchphrase?
Well, that's good. I just want to say that, you know, hope you get the help you need is having a big moment right now. It's all over the world.
But we didn't initiate it. We're sort of piggybacking.
Well, we got the domain, baby.
That's true.
We got it.
Great.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's worth now. I wonder what we could sell it for now.
Pete, what will you buy it for from us right now?
Make us an offer. No reasonable offer.
I'll double my pledge from last week. Another $103.
But how do I transfer? I'll sell it to you. That's a big profit.
He'll buy it for $103.
But how can I sell it to you, Pete?
Andy, I think we should stick with this. We could sell it for $1,000 within a couple of months.
If we keep pumping up the catchphrase.
We got to trademark it.
But we're talking. We've already talked up by phone.
We got to copyright it.
We've already talked by. We've spoken by phone to half of our listeners.
Not so.
Yeah.
Not so.
We've spoken
no more
to
than
eight,
10%.
We've
them.
Spoken to eight listeners.
Yeah, I did have another one, but it's not as good as I hope you get the help you need.
What is
which
it?
Which is, I hate spunk.
Oh yeah, well that's Mary Tyler Moore.
Very good. I had every confidence in
you. Yeah, Lou Grant.
Yeah, that's right. In the pile.
That's a good one.
Yeah, not as good as I hope you get the help you need, because that is ubiquitous, and it should be, everybody should try to get the help they need, because Lord knows we could all use a bit.
Yep. I hear you, Pete.
All right. Hey, guys, I want you to have a better evening than you think you deserve, and I look forward to being on the radio again real soon.
Thank you, Pete. Happy harvest.
Hey, I just heard from Gabe, who's...
hope you get the help you need, Pete.
Yeah. I just heard who's organizing that rat race screening on Saturday.
Yeah.
50 tickets have been sold.
Nice.
It's good?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, because most people buy tickets at the door to things like that. Michael Scott from The Office, of course, had That's What She Said.
Right. That was popular. Of course,
They didn't invent it.
I would say The Office is even more popular than our show.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. WFMU, hope you get the help you need.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, great.
And now you say, I hope I get the help I need.
Well, I hope you get the help I need.
Okay.
I'm an artist, so that's my whole shtick.
That's fantastic, too.
Projecting what I need onto other people.
I hope you get the help I need.
Right?
That's perfect. No, that's exactly where people's heads are at.
Well,
Andy,
we all know you as a true creative.
That's you admitting that you need help, but also admitting you have no intention of seeking help,
share it. In other words, what you really need is other people to adjust a little bit, right?
It's a good one.
That's a good one. Well, I didn't appreciate the variations here.
Yeah. I think it's a perfect catchphrase.
It's like jazz. It's just variations on a theme.
Baby. Yeah.
baby jazz, but baby jazz is also pretty good, right?
Yeah. I hope you get the help you need.
It's baby jazz. Okay, fine. You've answered my question.
I don't know what your question was.
I don't know what the question was either, but mission accomplished.
Speaking of questions, I'll be taking Q&A after Rat Race.
That's right.
I believe Rat Race, unless I was misinformed, I believe Rat Race made more money than any other motion picture in the history of the business.
Really?
I believe it, unless I didn't read I'll be honest with you, I didn't read the whole article.
It is a comedy masterpiece.
Thanks, brother. And it'll be this Saturday. You can go on, where do you go? Eventbrite, and look for Rat Race?
Yeah, you can go to eventbrite.com and search for Rat Race, or on today's chat board, you can search for Zachary.
And the food bank is catering or something. There's something with the food bank.
Yeah, it's a hobo defense fund. We're arming hobos.
You can't arm hobos.
With T-shirt, just only T-shirt rifles.
I don't want them armed with anything because every month, the last Friday of every month, I go hunting hobos for sport.
Well,
the last thing I want are hobos shooting back.
They'll only be shooting you with T-shirts. All you have to do is find like a garbage can lid and you'll be fine.
Hey, if you enjoyed this little hunting hobos for sport routine, you'll love next week's show. Hey, next week I'm going to be in L.A., but I might be able to zoom in.
Oh, I hope you do.
I'll be at a friend's house, but he said he has all the equipment.
Oh, what you going to L.A. for?
I'm working on a little indie movie that's going to...
Oh, is this your documentary?
Yeah, guaranteed to lose a few grand.
This is the documentary you're working on?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I hope I get the help I need with it.
And then you also have that CBS pilot coming up.
Yeah, it's a pilot.
It's called Einstein, right?
It's called Einstein. It's a pilot. There's no guarantees with that, but we were hopeful.
Nothing to do with the movie you made, IQ.
No! No! I want that very clear.
Okay.
This will be better.
It's clear. It's clear.
Don't even think about renting or watching IQ.
Hey, yes, a second person donated to 7 Second Delay tonight.
So that's how you do it, baby.
We want to thank both of those people, number one, number 66, and number 67, whoever you may be. Boy, do we appreciate you.
Yeah.
You can't imagine.
You are giving us the help we need.
Yeah.
It really is a great phrase.
It is. It's perfect.
A million variations.
And now we have our marathon premium all worked out. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Catch Andy at Village East this Saturday night, 7 p.m. For the Rat Race
6:30.
Show. 6:30.
Something. 6:15. I think 6:25.
6:25. Okay. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
I love you, Ken.
Matt Fivesh.
I love you, Ken.
Love you more. We'll be right back.
short and the nights are long. But they won't. A pretty little chick wherever you go.